land and hold short operations is an air traffic procedure that's initiated by the tower controller, and it's an interactive procedure that requires your participation. If you're a student pilot or you're not familiar with the land and hold short operations, you should not participate in the program. You have the final authority to accept or decline a land and hold short clearance. The thing to remember about a land and hold short clearance is that you should only receive a land and hold short clearance when there's a minimum ceiling of 1,000 feet and 3 statute miles visibility. The idea is that you have suitable weather that allows you to maintain visual contact with the other aircraft or the ground vehicles.